Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative in Gujarat, says future generations will evaluate us on the basis of our attitude towards water. Centre says Navy, Air Force and NDRF teams mobilised to assist Andhra Pradesh and Telangana in rescue and relief efforts. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan conducts aerial survey of flood-affected areas at Khammam in Telangana. Russian President Vladimir Putin says India, Brazil and China can serve as mediators in potential peace talks with Ukraine. In wrestling, Jyoti Berwal wins gold medal at Under-20 World Championships in Spain. And at Paralympic Games in Paris, Indian players aiming for podium finish in athletics, canoe and powerlifting today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative at Surat in Gujarat today through video conferencing. The initiative aligns with the ongoing Jal Shakti Abhiyan Catch the Rain campaign, reinforcing Mr. Modi's vision of collaborative water management to ensure long-term water security. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said water conservation is not just a policy, but a matter of social commitment. He said it is also an effort and a virtuous act, and there is generosity as well as responsibility in the act. The Prime Minister said when future generations evaluate us, our attitude towards water will be their first parameter. He said water conservation is a question of life. This is the life of the future of humanity.
जल संचय ये केवल एक पॉलिसी नहीं है, ये एक प्रयास भी है और यूं कहें तो ये एक पुण्य भी है. इसमें उदारता भी है और उत्तरदायित्व भी है. आने वाली पीढ़ियां जब हमारा आकलन करेगी तो पानी के प्रति हमारा रवैया ये शायद उनका पहला पैरामीटर होगा.
The Prime Minister highlighted a series of initiatives undertaken by his government, including Jal Jeevan Mission and Atal Bhujal Yojana towards sustainable future.
Ground water ke recharge ke liye humne Atal Bhujal Yojana shuru ki. Isme bhi jal stroton ke management ki zimmedari gaon mein samaj ko hi di gayi hai. 2021 mein humne Catch the Rain campaign shuru kiya. Aaj shaharon se lekar gaon tak कैच द रेन से लोग बड़ी संख्या में जुड़ रहे हैं.
The Prime Minister also said it is a time to adopt new and innovative technology to tackle water scarcity. Union Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel launched the statewide Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative in Surat. The initiative aims to construct approximately 24,800 rainwater harvesting structures across Gujarat. The central government has mobilized NDRF teams, Indian Air Force and Navy to assist Andhra Pradesh and Telangana governments in rescue and relief efforts in flood-affected areas. This was stated by Additional Secretary in the Union Home Ministry, Sanjeev Kumar Jindal, while briefing media in Vijayawada today on the ongoing flood situation and rescue operations being carried out by various teams in the two states. The central team led by Mr. Jindal took stock of the situation on extensive damage caused by heavy rains and floods across Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. The additional secretary said the central government has been extending all requisite and timely assistance to the state governments of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana in the relief and rescue efforts.
I would like to inform that 26 teams of NDRF and 8 helicopters of Air Force, 3 helicopters and 1 Dornier aircraft of Indian Navy have been mobilized in Andhra Pradesh, and 7 teams of NDRF and 2 helicopter Air Force have been mobilized in Telangana for rescue and relief activities. NDRF teams so far have rescued 350 persons and have evacuated about 15,000 persons in Andhra Pradesh, and in Telangana they have rescued 68 persons and evacuated about 3,200 persons.
Mr. Jindal said NDRF teams have also provided pre-hospital treatment to many affected individuals while assisting local authorities in distributing essential food and relief materials to stranded families. He said the Indian Air Force and Navy helicopters delivered around 71,000 kilograms of food and relief supplies to those in need. Mr. Jindal also said central expert team visited the site where major breaches happened and work is being done to fix those breaches.
The team visited the Prakasham barrage where operation of three gates have got affected due to breaking of its counterweight beams. The irrigation department is engaged to operationalize it by replacing with hollow steel beams filled with concrete. The team visited the Buddameru diversion canal site also where three major breaches occurred on 1st September. The irrigation department is able to plug one breach and is expected to plug the second one by today evening.
Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Minister of State for Home Bandi Sanjay Kumar have assured flood-affected people all possible help in Khammam district. The ministers conducted an aerial survey of the flood-hit areas in Khammam and then visited the Sagar Left Canal breach at Paleru. They also visited farm fields in which crops were damaged due to floods. State Agriculture Minister T. Nageshwar Rao and Revenue Minister P. Srinivasa Rao Rasa Reddy accompanied the central ministers. Meanwhile, the Met officials issued orange alert for heavy rainfall in a few districts. A yellow alert has also been issued for 10 districts for the next 4 days. More from our correspondent.
Fresh alerts issued by the Met officials, especially a day ahead of Ganesh Chaturthi, gained importance as the state witnessed rain-related havoc a few days back. The damages are still being enumerated and relief and restoration works of road and railways is underway. Meanwhile, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will be holding a meeting with Chief Minister Revanth Reddy later this afternoon in Hyderabad and review the situation with the state senior officials over the losses due to the floods and heavy rains. Meanwhile, the normalcy in the flood-affected areas of Khammam and Mehboobabad districts is slowly being restored. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said it is time to take the Indo-Mediterranean relationship to the next level. Speaking at the Indo-Mediterranean Business Conclave 2024 in New Delhi, he called for greater business-to-business ties between India and Mediterranean nations. Mr. Goyal expressed gratitude for the passage that Mediterranean countries provide for global trade. The Union Minister pointed out that India has huge opportunities for tourism.
Tourism have huge potential, and therefore for all the business persons who have missed out on this important initiative, I think all of you will be our brand ambassadors, taking this message to other countries and inviting them to be a part of this initiative, whether in India or whether CII chooses to do it in different parts of the world, of the region, of Mediterranean region and India, is something that will evolve in the next few months and years.
Information and Broadcasting and Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav held a meeting with Japan's Digital Transformation Minister Taro Kono in Tokyo on strengthening of digital ties between the two countries. The two leaders explored avenues for collaboration and innovation in the digital landscape, focusing on futuristic technological advancements. Mr. Vaishnav also met MD and Chairman of Japan Bank for International Cooperation, Tadashi Maeda, to discuss progress under the Indo-Japan Strategic Partnership. Niti Aayog member health, Dr. V.K. Paul, stressed that strengthening the primary level healthcare system is essential for nation building. He was addressing the National Conference on Universal Access to Healthcare through Digital Solutions. Dr. Paul highlighted that transformative changes are taking place across the health sector in the country. He noted that a strong primary healthcare system is a high priority for reducing the healthcare burden in later ages. Speaking on the occasion, Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra highlighted the various digital initiatives taken by the government to provide better healthcare facilities across the country. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Jammu and Kashmir, scrutiny of nomination papers is taking place today for the second phase of assembly elections. 329 nomination papers have been filed by a total of 310 candidates for the second phase. Yesterday was the last date for submission of papers. Monday is the last date for withdrawal of nomination papers. 26 assembly constituencies across 6 districts are going to polls in the second phase on the 25th of this month. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will be on a two-day visit to Jammu from today to release the party manifesto and address political rallies. The BJP is gearing up for a robust election campaign, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other senior leaders scheduled to address rallies across the Union Territory. Yesterday, the party released the names of 40 star campaigners for the second phase of assembly polls. Congress has also announced the names of 40 star campaigners for assembly polls in the Union Territory. Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, former party chief Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi, and AICC General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra are among the star campaigners. The 90-member Jammu and Kashmir Assembly will go to polls in three phases. Rajya Sabha member from Biju Janata Dal BJD Sujit Kumar has resigned from the upper house of parliament today. His resignation has been accepted by Rajya Sabha chairman and vice president Jagdeep Dhankar. After the resignation, Sujit Kumar joined the BJP at the party headquarters in Delhi. Meanwhile, BJD President Naveen Patnaik has expelled Sujit Kumar from the party for anti-party activities. This marks the second instance of a BJD MP resigning from the Rajya Sabha. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said India, Brazil and China can serve as mediators in potential peace talks over the Ukraine conflict. Addressing the plenary session of the Eastern Economic Forum, the Russian president said leaders of India, Brazil and China are making a sincere effort to contribute to resolving the situation in Ukraine. Mr. Putin said he is in constant touch with the three countries over the Ukraine conflict. Mr. Putin's statement comes months after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Moscow and recent visit to Ukraine, where he reiterated India's stance on the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine and stated that India has always been on the side of peace. Panchayati Raj Ministry and United Nations Children's Fund UNICEF have collaborated for strengthening service delivery and engaging communities for social change. According to the Ministry of Panchayati Raj, this collaboration will help accelerate progress on localized sustainable development goals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the teachers who were conferred with the National Teachers Award yesterday. This year, 82 teachers have been conferred the National Teachers Award by the President Draupadi Murmu. During the interaction, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan was present. In Kerala, the 10-day-long Onam festivities got off to a colourful start with the Athachamayam procession at Tripunithura near Kochi this morning. At several places, floral carpets or pookalams were laid out, symbolically welcoming King Mahabali, who was sent to the netherworld by Vamana, an incarnation of Lord Vishnu. In wrestling, Jyoti Berwal has clinched a gold medal in women's 76-kilogram freestyle category at the Under-20 World Championships in Pontevedra, Spain. Jyoti defeated Ukraine's Maria Orievich in the final yesterday. At the Paralympic Games in Paris, Indian players are aiming for a podium finish on day 9 in athletics, canoe and powerlifting on the 9th day of the Games. In athletics, Deepesh Kumar will aim for a medal in men's javelin throw F54 final, while in men's high jump, Praveen Kumar will be eyeing glory in men's high jump TE64 final. In powerlifting, Kasturi Rajamani will be in action in women's 67-kilogram final. In canoeing, Yash Kumar qualified for the semifinals after finishing 6th in men's kayak single 200-meter KL1 heat 1. India are currently at 16th spot in the medals tally with a total of 25 medals, including 5 gold, 9 silver and 11 bronze. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari Initiative in Gujarat, says future generations will evaluate us on the basis of our attitude towards water. Centre says Navy, Air Force and NDRF teams mobilised to assist Andhra Pradesh and Telangana in rescue and relief efforts. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan conducts aerial survey of flood-affected areas at Khammam in Telangana. Russian President Vladimir Putin says India, Brazil and China can serve as mediators in potential peace talks with Ukraine. In wrestling, Jyoti Berwal wins gold medal at Under-20 World Championships in Spain and at Paralympic Games in Paris. Indian players aiming for podium finish. In athletics, canoe and powerlifting today. And with that, we end the midday news.